Support for Nancy Leeson's Food for Thought comes from Whole Foods Market, celebrating the holidays with choices for all occasions. Whole Foods Market offers fully prepared meals using healthy natural ingredients, as well as hundreds of options for home chefs. Information, recipes, and locations at wholefoodsmarket.com.
Well, Nancy, this week you wrote about roasting large pieces of meat.
A subject near and dear to my heart, particularly as Thanksgiving and the holidays approach. Always talking about cooking turkeys. And this week in the Seattle Times, I wrote about all kinds of recipes, including some for cooking the big bird, you know, cooking a pork roast. But really what I want to talk about is the sort of home cooking that this time of year I love to do, which is getting my hands on some big piece of something and roasting the heck out of it. I did that recently when I saw a giant pork shoulder on sale for 99 cents a pound, which means I got this big, like 6-pound honking piece of meat that I very simply roasted in a Dutch oven. I just put a little salt and pepper, and I ground a bunch of Mexican oregano, like, up in my hands. You know what I mean? Where you just kind of... You rub it between your hands, and that's all it took. And cooked it for a really long time at about 350 degrees. Of course, I seared it first. And, you know, searing makes all the difference in making a roast taste good, don't you think?
Absolutely. You got to get that, what is it, the Maillard reaction? Is that the way you pronounce it?
Boy, you're such a scientifically minded fellow, Stein.
Oh, I'm a scientific guy, yeah. Yeah, definitely
That caramelization, yeah.
Now, when you put this in the Dutch oven, did you put it in a covered oven?
Oh, absolutely.
You covered. Okay, good.
Yeah. I love that Dutch oven of mine. A few of them. I live for those things. Yeah. But I put it in the great big giant one. But I also use that for roasting lamb shanks. And that lamb shank recipe came from Seattle chef Casper Donnier, who I tasted that recipe once at his restaurant, now a special events facility in Lower Queen Anne. I just absolutely adored that recipe. And he was kind enough to kind of give it out to his patrons. And I've been making it for years. You take lamb shanks and you brown them with just a little salt and pepper for about a half an hour, so you're rendering out all the fat. And then you braise it in the oven with puy lentils, green lentils, French lentils, and parsnips and celery, I think, and carrots, and maybe there's even some fennel in there. But the pièce de résistance is beer. You put a bottle of some kind of nice oomphy beer in there and let it slow cook, and that stuff is fabulous. It falls off the bone.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. You know what my favorite, and I believe I first saw this this method in a Marcella Hazan recipe, and that's a pork roast but braised with milk. You know the one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I am familiar with that one.
It sounds so weird, but it's really, really good. It's about as unkosher as it gets.
Yeah, that's right. No mixing dairy and meat.
Yeah, plus pork. But, boy, it makes a wonderful sauce. Really worth trying. Someone should look that up and try it. If you think I'm crazy, give it a shot.
Yeah, and you know that pork roast that I made this weekend, what's so wonderful about it is it makes like four meals. So for about $6, I had so many meals. One was just this plain, really rich dish that I was able to use the jus, as we call it in the business, on the bottom. It was just delightful, and it had reduced down enough. And then you just take the meat and start shredding it and put it with some barbecue sauce on a roll the next day.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing better.
That sounds great. Well, listeners, if you would like to see an absolutely fabulous picture of Nancy Leeson wearing bunny ears, go to kplu.org and click on the Jimmy Jazzoid slideshow there, and you will see Nancy in all her glory and her bunny ears. And you'll also find a link to Nancy's blog, All You Can Eat, at kplu.org. Just click on Voices at the top of our homepage. Food for Thought is sponsored by Whole Foods Market. I'm Dick Stein.